Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Scott, and yours truly, Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 760-337-8874.
Oh, you just kicked into gear this morning. That was lovely.
I just woke up.
But it just, you know, you went from like kind of to bam, here we are on the radio show. Good morning. Welcome,
yes.
Listeners. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley. Again, 337-8874 is the phone number. Catch us on
operators,
podcast.
Operators are standing by.
Yes.
We're an operator.
You know who we are? We're the people who drop down in your face when you try to read the IV press. That's who we are. You ever seen that? It's like, whoa. Who are those people?
I know. Huh?
It's us. That's us. I'm the one on the left. I'm the tall one.
Yes.
Okay.
You're the only guy there.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, give us a call. Good morning. We have a guest today. Okay. Just shrug it off. Carlos.
Carlos Gonzalez.
Hey.
Yes, program supervisor for one of the new programs. Well, it's been around, but it's still in the developing, or not developing, but...
We're a year old over.
A year old.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And we made the numbers, which is very important.
Oh, good.
To survive, because we were kind of a little worried about that, but we made it.
Well, tell us, what is the program?
The program, it's through MHSA, Mental Health Services Act, and it's called the TEST program, which is Transitional Engagement Supported Services.
Transitional Engagement Supported Services.
Engagement to what?
That could mean anything, huh?
It's up to the translation.
But it's part of the behavior health program.
Yes, the behavioral health system.
So. That's a good place to start. And it comes from Mental Health Service Act, so I guess maybe that's the next place we should go. The Mental Health Service Act was a legislative thing. It was a proposition that was on the ballot. That was put on the ballot by a group of mental health consumers.
Correct.
Who were looking for additional ways to serve people who had pretty big, pretty severe problems, who weren't maybe doing as well as they could have done, or to kind of catch people in certain kinds of programs that were like falling through the cracks, that people whose needs weren't being met because there wasn't any specific program designed to work with that
individual. Is the most appropriate term.
Does this work for who you guys are?
Oh, yes.
So tell us about this transitional engagement stuff.
It used to be that a lot of people that would come to our services through crisis, hospitalizations, and conservatorship were lost in the system after they got the services.
Why?
So because nobody was doing follow-up. They came to crisis, they got out of the hospital, and nobody was just doing any follow-up at all.
That's kind of a bouncy way to come into the system anyway, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And it's a chronic goal as well, because a lot of people are chronic, frequent users of the program, okay? So it helps them to know that they have a cushion where they can land and feel safe. And that avoids a lot of future crisis. And we've experienced that. So we've seen the result of our program in many of our patients. And the thing is, they feel secure, and they feel they have backup, which before, they just were released from the discharge from the program, the hospital, or conservatorship, and they were on their own. So there was no way of tracking those people. Now we do have that system, and it's always in our systems. We can just push a button, and we get all the information we need. Opposite to before, it was just a blank file. Nothing there.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.